I'll say morning from my side. It's nice being back here. And I see that my cousin have looked somewhere. He got the scripture and everything for this morning with the songs again. Spot on. It was so amazing. Yeah, so Lord, we come to morning. We want to sing out. We cry for your glory. We cry for a momentum of the weight of your glory this morning. Just bless the space with your presence this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning's theme is the momentum of the glory of God. And I want us to read there 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 to 18. You got it on or not? You got it on? But we have this treasure in clay jars to show that it's extraordinary power that comes from God and not from us. In every way we're troubled, but not crushed, frustrated, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We're always carrying around the death of Jesus in our bodies so that the life of Jesus may be clearly shown in our bodies. So while we are alive, we are constantly being handed over to the death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be clearly shown in our mortal bodies. And so death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Now, since we have the same spirit of faith in keeping with this scripture, I believed, and so I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. We know that the one who raises Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to God together with you. All this is for your sake, so that as His grace spreads, more and more people will give thanks and glorify God. That's why we are not discouraged. No, even if outwardly we are wearing out, inwardly we are being renewed each and every day. 17. This light, we sang about it as well, this light, temporary nature of our suffering, is producing for us an everlasting weight of glory, far beyond any comparison. Because we do not look for the things that can be seen, but for the things that cannot be seen. For things that can be seen are temporary, but things that cannot be seen are eternal. Now, I just want to read 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 again. But we have this treasure in clay jars to show that its extraordinary power, that's that supernatural, that unseen, comes from God and not from us. But what does Paul mean here? Paul means here, he says, what is the treasure he's speaking about here? Now, we can read that in the previous verse, in verse 6. It speaks of the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it described God as this shining light. And we've seen it in so many books in the Old Testament. And this light was also in Paul's heart. And this same light of glory this morning is shining in our hearts. You see, 2 Corinthians 4:17. I think most of the message will be about this. You see, for our light, not the light shining, but our light affliction, our little troubles, that's what it actually says, which is but for a moment, works for us as far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, weighing things, it means like taking everything that we can see. We take the things, our circumstances, we put that into the scale. And then we take the heavenly glory of God and we put it in the scale. And this is what stands here. And what happens? You found out that your troubles are so light because of the heaviness of the glory of God. What is the definition of the weight of the glory? The definition is that the weight of the glory is the riches, the power, the presence, and the abundant splendor of the Lord. You see, for our present trouble, which is only for a short time, is working out for us as much as and greater by His glory. We need the momentum of the glory of God to move us in the supernatural and not in the natural. You see, sometimes when you speak about the supernatural, people look at you and say, but what are you speaking about? You see, we need to experience the supernatural because God wants to show where He adds His weight of glory, where His presence connects with the natural. Supernatural things happen. There's actually an explosion of the supernatural. And that's when you see people that couldn't walk will walk. And we know that there's so many people out there that makes a mockery of it. We know. But I've seen real. I mean, I've told you before, God gave me in Vereniging a brand new heart at the age of 12. You see, momentum means the force, the strength, the energy that makes a object move. Like we spoke the last time about the bike, that energy that makes it to move. So when the momentum of the glory of God is at work in us, we, with God, becomes unstoppable, especially for the gospel. But then, when you experience the glory of God, suddenly you'll find you caught up in this move of God, and this move will take you into spiritual realms that you've never seen before. Sometimes when it's just amazing how God works, into the heaviness of His glory. And God's glory is heavy. You see, momentum is a combination of speed, mass, form of an object. Praise the Lord. Example, you take a big beach plastic roll ball and you roll it downhill for somebody. What will happen? Most probably it's not even going to reach the person, or it will be easy to stop. But you take the same size as the beach ball, but an iron ball, and you roll it with the same strength downhill to a person. By the time that iron ball has picked up momentum, it will be unstoppable. And this is what God means this morning. This time, we will see what's the difference. What was the difference between the two balls? The weight, the mass. You see, so if we want to be heavy under the glory of God, we need the weight of His glory to come upon us. And this is what God's saying to us today. Anything which He adds to the weight of His glory will result in unstoppable momentum. God wants us, He wants you and me this morning to position ourselves. You see, there's a specific place of position where God wants us so He can pour out His glory on us. We can see it through the Old and New Testament. He wants us to position ourselves to experience this supernatural things. The unseen. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says that we mustn't focus on the seen, on the natural, but focus on the unseen, the supernatural. And then in verse 7 that we read, we said, we have this treasure in clay jars. What is that? That extraordinary. And the weight of the glory in verse 17. So we need to know that we have the same spirit that Jesus Christ had. We have the same spirit in us to move in His glory. But now how do we activate? How do we activate the glory of God? Through worship and praise. The only way, through worship and praise. And this is not worship and praise at the church only. This worship and praise is something that should happen at your altar at home as well, where you sing songs to the Lord. And you worship the Lord and you praise Him with everything. You're actually sacrificing yourself. That's what it means to praise. To sacrifice oneself to the glory of God. And then you will see what happens. What happened in 2 Chronicles 5 verse 13 and 14. You can read it at your own time. When the worshippers, like the priests and the worshippers and the music players and the singers got together with the priest and they start singing praises to the Lord. And suddenly the house was filled with a cloud of the glory of God. You see, and the heaviness of the glory of God was so heavy upon them that the priests fell down and couldn't minister in the tent no more. Ministering stopped there immediately. We've seen it so many years over the years in Scotland, the revivals where people will walk past the revival center and they won't be able to walk. They'll have to crawl or leopard crawl past it. They couldn't stand up straight under the glory of God. Why don't we see this anymore? Why don't we see? Because we focus on our afflictions. We focus on our circumstances. We focus on our sicknesses and diseases. And that keeps us back. You see, our worship and praises activates the movement of the glory of God. A few examples. In Acts 16:25, we read there, Paul and Silas was in prison. And around midnight, that's so funny, it's midnight, that's also when the witchcraft and the thing starts, you know. So around midnight, suddenly they were praising and singing hymns to the Lord. And the rest of the prison listened to them. And then, it says, suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken. All the doors immediately swung open. And everyone in that prison's chains fell off. That is supernatural. That is, nobody can explain it. You see, the unseen we can't explain. Scientifically, you can't prove it. But it's there. Let me go and we read in Acts 12, verse 7 to 10. We read here of the glory of God that has been manifested through the angel of the Lord visiting Peter in prison. And what happened there? The angel came and touched the side of Peter and told him, arise, put on your sandals, put on your clothes, arise. And then the chains, as he said that, the chains fell off Peter. And he walked, and as he walked towards the iron doors swung open by itself. Supernatural. You see, and this is also true in the days that we live. It is not only for the biblical times, it's true for us as well. You see, the angel there brought in the momentum of the glory of God. And it was this momentum of the glory of God. It was unstoppable. No chain could keep. We couldn't be in chains anymore. No prison doors can hold us in anymore. It will swung open under the glory of God. But you see, God wants me and you today to take stewardship of His glory. You see, stewardship, it means, it will mean that we will have to position ourselves in faith. Because remember, faith is very important. To then position ourselves in true worship, like the worshippers in 2 Chronicles. Connecting with God's presence, because that's what the glory is. Connecting with His presence so He can release us like this iron ball downhill to be unstoppable for His purpose. You see, the weight of God's glory, we need it in our lives. You see, it's for us, it's time to enter into the presence of God's glory. We need to find that place to reach that unstoppable momentum in our lives. So many people I've seen, they start off. I remember when I started off, when I just gave my life to Jesus, and He just changed my whole life. And that day I told you about when I tried to commit suicide. And what happened is, after that, everything that moved, the glory of God was with me. I mean, the grace, I just wanted to, anything that moves, paper that moves, I wanted to bring it to the Lord. Everything that moved. And suddenly, time comes. And I become Luke. And suddenly I was doing other things, but the gospel wasn't important anymore. And you will see that the weight of the glory of God will bring a fire within you that you will have a thirst and a hunger to tell people about Jesus. But it comes with that glory, the weight of the glory of God. In Acts 7:55, we read of the story of Stephen that was stoned to death. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he looked straight up to heaven, and he saw the glory of God. And on the right hand of God, Jesus was standing in honor to receive one of his sons. Isn't that beautiful? He saw the glory of God. He didn't at that moment need anything more than just look and see the glory of God. And I believe that at that moment, everything in him changed. He didn't even feel the pain. And that's why at the end, he just forgave them for what they were doing, like Jesus did on the cross. See, if we look at Romans 9:23, God comes here and He demonstrates His glory, His riches, by showing pity on us, that He has chosen us, listen to what the word says there, to share in His glory. He showed mercy, pity to me and you, so that we can, through His Son Jesus Christ, share in the glory. Why don't we share in the glory of God? In Isaiah 61, it's written, and this is for the church of today, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You see, Jesus, the light has come, but the Lord, the glory of the Lord has risen upon each and every one of us. And it's our decision if we want to activate the heaven so that we can receive the glory. Because the heavens are open. It's not locked. The heavens are open. We have the authority by God to at any time call for the glory of God. Do you want to share in this divine and godly impartation in your life today? I certainly want to do it. You see, but the question are we hungry and thirsty enough? I don't know. Can you remember maybe a time when you were thirsty? And really thirsty. Maybe you were playing sports, rugby or whatever. We were at a place where you were driving with a car and you didn't have water. And that thirst, that is horrible when you thirst after water. Then you want water. And this is the same thirst this morning that God wants for us for His glory. And His glory is His Son. And we'll see it later on. You see, God wants to come this morning and He wants with the Holy Spirit come and stir. Begins a stirring in our hearts. And you know, normally with the glory of God in us, and we start walking the walk, and there's a stir in our heart, there comes a stir in the atmosphere. Wherever we walk, we become like a whirlwind wherever we go, picking up whatever is dirty. Because that's the most amazing thing of a tornado. It doesn't destroy only, but it picks up all the dirt and takes it away. You see, we become like that tornado for the Lord in His glory, to bring up that stir, to stir the atmosphere, so that people outside, when they look at us, that's why Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. Why? We are the salt to make the lost out there thirsty. So thirsty that they can come to the living waters and sit at the feet of Jesus and drink. Are we hungry and thirsty enough to share in God's glory? You see, if we look at the Hebrew for glory, it's kabod. And it means an important weight or heaviness. It also means glory, respect, honor, and majesty. So every time God's glory shows up at a place, it shows up with the importance of the weight and heaviness, with His glory, with His respect, with His honor, and with His majesty. Isn't that amazing? It makes me very excited this morning. You see, I always say that wow experience. Have you had that sometimes? That first child was born. When you were a child, you got that present at Christmas time, exactly what you wanted. That wow, you're the happiest child person in the world at that right that moment. And this is what God wants for us. For His glory, we need to have that wow experiences. You see, this wow experience still happens today. We don't see it so frequently, but it still happens today. You must go and speak to the missionaries of the world in China and in Egypt and those places, and then you will see how God's glory is moving. Where there's men that traveled, one of the people in the wilderness, a father had to travel, and it was in China. They traveled, I think, almost 500 kilometers through the night, train, car, train, until they get to this destination. When they got to the destination, they walked into like a market, and suddenly in the market, they walked up this small alley, up maybe on the third, fourth floor, a pitch dark room, no chairs. And when they got there, there was five people waiting to receive the glory of the Lord. There's five. They traveled over 500 kilometers to minister to that five. You see, this is what God, the moment you are prepared to do that, that's when the glory of God is within you and you live the glory of God and the world can see. We need to make the world hungry and thirsty for the glory of God. You see, so it still happens today as we encounter with the presence of God and see the supernatural that happens around us. And that supernatural is just a manifestation of the glorious power of God. That's all. We have nothing to do with that. You know, sometimes we believe that we are seeking God's glory, but all we do, we are spectators watching and experiencing the movement of the signs, miracles, and wonders, and we merely spectators of the glory of God. You see, but we must focus when we seek. We need to focus and seeking on the God as a person who is the creator of the glory. You see, sometimes we can run after signs, miracles, and wonders. We can run after it because it's nice. We see things happen. And later on, we forget who's the creator thereof. We never should forget. Never forget who's the creator thereof. See, if we look at Moses, I think, have seen more manifestations of the glory and power of the Lord than anybody else, and most probably that we will see in our lifetime. I mean, we take it the first at the Red Sea. The sea just divide it. Then he came to a rock and he brought water out of the rock. I mean, that is supernatural. He went onto a mountain, and when he came down from the mountain, or at the mountain, God, and I think Exodus 33, I think, he asked the Lord, show me your glory. And what happened there? God showed him the glory, but he took him and he hid him in a cliff of a rock. And he held his hand upon him so he could not see. And he said, when I pass by, you can look at my back because no one can see the glory of my face. When he went up the mountain Sinai with the commandments, and he received the stone commandments, when he came down, his face was shining. Just a rub off of the glory of God. And remember, it wasn't a big light. It said on the mountain, he went into a dense cloud. Again, that cloud of the glory of God. And his face was shining. You see, why did this happen? Because Moses was hungry for more. Moses walked in faith. And we saw at one place where God told him to hit the rock, he did. And water came off. And I think that place, I can't remember the name, but it means pride and temptation. Pride and temptation. And when he came to the other place, he had to speak to the rock. That place was actually called holy. That's where the glory was. God wanted it to be holy, and he struck it again. And he was disobedient. And disobedience is nothing else to be unfaithful. He didn't believe at that moment that God can do it only by being quiet and just worship him for that moment. And he never saw the promised land. Show me your glory, he said. And this is God's answer in Exodus 33, 19 and 20. He said, I'll cause all my goodness to pass before you. And I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And I'll show compassion on whom I'll show compassion. You see, the secret here of the fullness of the glory of the Lord is not only the manifestation of that supernatural things that happen. It's not only that, but it's like that divine presence. Because that's what the glory is. It's that divine presence of God in our lives at that moment. You see, we've got the Holy Spirit. It's within us. It lives within us. In the Old Testament, it was casted out sporadically, which means when it's needed, God's glory came upon and the Spirit filled this person and he could do certain things and it was taken away. We are so fortunate. I wonder what will the judges and the prophets do if they find out we have the Holy Spirit 24/7 within us. I think they sit with God at this moment and really murmur and say, Lord, why? Why? And I think he's going to give the same answer that he would give us. Because my son, Jesus, didn't die yet. In Hebrew 1, verse 2 and 3, God say that he appointed his son as the heir of all power and authority. And that his son, listen to this, brings the brightness of his glory. So Jesus brought that glory. In John 17, 22, Jesus came and said, I have given them, that's us, the glory that you gave me, he said to the Father, so that they may be one just as we are one. So we are one with Christ and the Father because of the brightness of the glory that Jesus Christ has brought through the cross. In 1 Peter 5:10, after we have suffered a little, God is calling each one of us to use eternal glory in Christ, and that Christ himself will perfect, strengthen, and establish us. That means his glory restores us. God's glory restores us. Maybe you sit here this morning and say, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, I need an impartation of your glory. Maybe there's something in your body that is sore this morning. Let's hold on to the Lord this morning at the end for supernatural healings this morning with his glory. Do you want to experience the momentum of the glory of God? Do you want your burning bush experience? Do you want your Patmos experience like John had in Revelation of Jesus Christ? Then it's time for us to position ourselves this morning. You need to position. Listen, no church, no pastor, no person can instruct you to do it or how to do it. You find the way because each one of us is so unique before Christ. But one thing we have in common is Jesus, the glory of God, and how do we activate it? we go in praise and worship. In your way. Nobody worships and prays the same. No one. So it's time to position us for that personal encounter with the Lord this morning. And He will bring with Him the glory. So we don't want to look at the glory and the manifestations. That's not our focus. Our focus is this morning on the giver and the creator of that glory. And then only, the momentum of the glory of God will supernaturally replenish us and overturn our battles and our sicknesses and all these things into victories. See, it comes with the glory of God. There will be victories. And we will be propelled into a new season of new beginnings. Who sits here that wants to go on like the old? Wants something new? Doesn't matter your age. Do you want something new to happen to you today? I want. And God wants to propel us. And 1 Peter 5:10. I've just read it, sorry. If you are ready for the momentum of the glory of God, remember, it will happen suddenly. It will happen suddenly. That momentum that brings on the signs, the miracles, and the wonders. We should not follow the signs, the miracles, and wonders. The signs and miracles and wonders should follow us wherever we go. 2 Corinthians 3:7, I've said it already. Moses came down and his face was shining. In Exodus 33:9, when he entered into the tent, right, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the doorway of the tent while God spoke to Moses. What an amazing experience that should be. Oh. In 1 Kings 18, God came and Elijah was on Carmel on the mountain with all the Baal prophets, 850 of them. And they tried everything to bring fire from heaven from their God, cutting themselves, hurting themselves, nothing. Then we know the story. Elijah came and he said, bring me big measures, three times, big measures of water and even fill the ditches around the altar. And then he praised and worshiped God. And the fire, the glory of God came from heaven and devoured everything. The offering, the water, the altar, there was nothing left. And it didn't stop there. The glory of God was with him. And he slaughtered 850 Baal prophets. And when he was finished there, he ran and he outran the chariots of King Ahab. And he was waiting for King Ahab at the palace. He's an old man. How did he get it right to outrun it? Supernatural, the glory of God. And then also we read, at one stage, he was certainly propelled into a new season. Do you long for that divine visitation of the weight of the glory of God? To have your burning bush moment this morning? I certainly want. But God wants us this morning to look beyond our afflictions, even that sin in your life this morning. Just repent of it. But look beyond it. Don't let that stop you, because sometimes we sit with sin in our lives and we think, but God can't use me. No, look beyond that. This morning, God will free you. The word says, only for a little while and for a moment, please focus on the rewards of my glory. You see, there's a reward. There's rewards in His glory. Because Jesus promised here, you can read it in Mark 10, verse 29 to 31. Yet Jesus comes and He promised that those who would leave everything behind to follow Him. We gave our life to Jesus. We follower of Jesus. He said, for each and every one of those, they will receive a hundredfold reward in addition to eternal life. So you're going to receive eternal life, but there's something else that you're going to get. There's going to be rewards. So what God wants this morning, He wants us to open our hearts this morning. Open your heart this morning to receive the fullness of His light, to receive the fullness of His glory this morning if you're a child of God. Let the Holy Spirit work. If there's something in your life, because this is what happens when the glory of God moves in, sin needs to run away. Darkness needs to run away, because darkness is much faster than light. You know that? The moment you're in darkness, you switch on a light, darkness is gone. So always remember it. And we carriers of light, not of darkness. Allow God to release us into that unstoppable vessel for Him with His glory and the weight of His glory. You see, in Colossians 3:4, it's written that when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory. Isn't that amazing? So we will be revealed with Jesus in glory. Are you ready this morning to receive? You see, God wants to do something here this morning. Maybe you can just close your eyes. Let's just pray. Say, Father, we just bring our worship. This morning we want to bring our worship that the claps of thunder. We seek a visitation of your glory this morning. Thank you for all your promises in your word. The Lord comes this morning and say, listen, maybe there's some of you that sit here this morning. First of all, you sit with a pain. You sit with some afflictions, tribulations in life, maybe financial strain, anything. With this COVID virus, there's so many things that goes wrong in this time. Maybe you sit there this morning, you don't have the answers. God says, I want to come and switch on the light in your heart. Allow God this morning. Allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in your body this morning. Allow the Holy Spirit. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, we declare over each and every person in this body with anything, Lord, in their bodies, aches and pains, diseases, doesn't matter what, Lord. And we come this morning by the power. And Lord, I want to come today. And you know that testimony means you will do it again. And I want to come today that at the age of 12, you've given me a miracle, a creative miracle by giving me a new heart. Lord, I'm standing here testifying about it. And you say, because I'm testifying, you will do it again today. And I want you to touch each and every person right now in the name of Jesus. Just let this pain be removed from their bodies. We come to this pain and we say, pain, diseases, afflictions, you have no right in this body. This body belongs to God. And the glory of God is upon us this morning. So you leave this body now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you sit here this morning and I just feel this morning in the spirit that there's people here this morning that battle with their relationships, children, and in marriage. I just want to tell you something. My wife Anna is here. Me and Anna battle also every day. We've got battles we've got battles every day. Don't let these battles come up front. Don't focus on these battles. Don't focus on it. This morning, give over and say, Lord, I give over my marriage. I give over this relationship with that person, with the children. I give it back to you, Lord. You are my Savior. You are the God of glory. Let your light shine in my heart this morning. Lord, take away any offense in the heart. I feel there's people maybe sitting here this morning with offense in their heart against somebody. Maybe offense against political party because of things that happened. This morning we come, Lord, and we say, take away this offense. We want to stand clear. We want to stand pure before you this morning. We don't want to have any blood on our hands this morning. Lord, just touch the people this morning with your glory. We just call in your glory this morning. There's an open portal over this building this morning, over this region this morning. And Lord, your chariots of fire is just bringing in this glory, this fire, this light this morning into the lives and into the bodies. We are body, spirit, and soul, Lord. And our bodies needs to be renewed today, Lord. Renew our bodies. Let time stand still in our bodies, Lord. Lord, let your presence come this morning and shake the foundations of this place like in the prison with Paul and Silas. Lord, let the doors of our hearts swung open this morning. Lord, and let your glory come this morning like then with them, Lord, and let all the doors of Satan, of our enemy, be shut in our lives today. We call on El Gibor, our commanding chief, our commander of the glory. Lord, you are the glory. We focus this morning not on our circumstances anymore, not even on the signs and the miracles. That will be part of our testimony. But we focus on you, the creator, the maker, the designer of glory and of your love and your peace in our lives. The Lord says this morning, I have started a movement of the weight of my glory this morning into this place. I'm starting a movement of the weight of my glory through you to move forward. We don't go backwards anymore. We go forward. Even if the enemy is there, we go forward. We don't run away. We've got our armor on, Lord, and we go forward this morning, the moment of the weight of your glory. Lord, to move forward and to have an impact, Lord, in our sphere of influence. Lord, we want to have an impact. Each and every one of us have an impact somewhere. Maybe at an old age home. Maybe at a doesn't matter where, Lord, at home, at school, at work. But we need to influence other people's. And Lord says, you need to start influencing people. Take my glory to them. Take my son to them in your calling that I ordained you. The Lord said, take up your position this morning. take up and be functional. Don't only, I see so many times, Lord, people, it's a pastor or it's the prophet, and it's the, Lord, it's not about the position. It's about the function of that position that you are worried about. We want to flow in the function of that this morning, Lord. Lord, this morning to build a new foundation, and the foundation is the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 2 verse 20. We come this morning and we build on the foundation of Jesus first and then of the apostle and the prophet, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone, as it's written in your word. Today, God wants to empower us to be culture shifters and atmosphere changers, where we shine the light of His glory. Let's go change atmosphere. Let's not be part, Lord. We don't want to be part of the gossip of the world, of the politics of this world. No, Lord, our focus will be on the light. It will be on Jesus. Lord, it's written in Isaiah 60 that you say that you will place us on a mountain for the nations to see. Lord, we're on that mountain this morning. We come and we position ourselves on this mountain, this hill of worship at our altar. And we say, Lord, take us, release us, roll us down the hill. Give us momentum to make an impact. Lord, and then in Isaiah 60, it's written forward, further, Lord, that then you will look and be radiant. You say to us, our hearts will swell with joy because the abundance of the seas will be diverted to us, and the riches of the nations will come to us. Don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about those things. God says the riches will come to us. The Lord says, because I want to tabernacle with you this morning, as I did in the desert. I want to cover you and fill you with my presence of my glory this morning, according to Exodus 40, verse 34. Father, through the blood of your Son Jesus, we come this morning and we want to repent. We want to repent of disobedience, of unfaithfulness, Lord. We want to come and repent this morning that we've missed our burning bush moment with you. Lord, send it again. We want that burning bush experience again this morning in our hearts. And Lord, we need this morning a visitation and an outpouring of your glory upon this place. We need a face-to-face experience with you, Father. Thank you that we can enter into the courtrooms. Thank you that we can enter into the chambers of a king this morning and we can bow down. And our prayers are the aroma in heaven this morning. Father, we need you to give us supernatural boldness. Boldness to spread the true gospel. Lord, the world is making laws and bylaws to make it more and more impossible for us to spread the gospel. But we will not stop, Lord. Give us that supernatural boldness. We cry out to be ignited to receive your glory this morning in Jesus' name. Father, now we come as your sons and your daughters this morning, and we take authority and we come and we break all the things of the past in our lives. And we come and we resubmit ourselves to you, and we want to from here on live a spirit-filled life with you. We come this morning, Lord, and we position ourselves again in worship, bringing glory to you. That's the other secret, Lord, is that most of them received glory, but they brought the glory back to you because it belongs to you. Your word says in Haggai 2 verse 9, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, says God of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So thank you, Jesus, for being that bridge between the former and the latter. You were from the beginning, and you released your glory by the Holy Spirit in the upper room. In Acts 2:2, and suddenly, Lord, we ask this morning that there is a sound of a roar of a mighty windstorm that will come upon us from heaven and fill this whole house where we are sitting this morning. And all of them, like in Acts 2:4, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. Jesus, you say in John 14, verse 12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works shall these he shall do, because I go to my Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you showed here with your last command that we will do greater miracles than you have done. Thank you for that power. You say that you receive glory from the Father and you will give it to us. We long for that glory. We long for your presence this morning, Jesus. Let us not be like Moses, who kept covering his face with a veil to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of what was fading away. Remove our veils this morning, like you removed the veil of the temple and torn it between two when you died on the cross. Remove our veil so we can experience the fullness of your glory this morning. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, God said, "Let light shine out of darkness, shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God, glory in the face of Jesus, the Messiah." According to Philippians 4, verse 19, "God, you promised us that you will fully supply our every need according to your glorious riches in Jesus." Please show us your glory this morning. We want to glorify you. We want to praise you. Lord, this morning, we want to worship you. We want to come and say, you release us with that unstoppable momentum into this world, Lord, that needs us, so that we have momentum of your glory. We just come again as we say yes and amen to 1 Thessalonians 2:20, that we say, yes, you are our glory and our joy. In Jesus' name, amen.